So there's Helen from Herbal Waiheke.
Yep,
have I got that right?
Waiheke,
Herbie
yes.
Health, Herbal Health Waiheke. Mm-hmm. And Helen, you're in Onirua?
That's correct, yep, in Pendragon Moor, right next to the information centre.
Yeah. You just need to get right into that part.
I'm touching the microphone.
Oh, I know, but you need to get it up further.
Oh, okay. Yeah, there you
talk,
go.
Yeah, not into the sock, but right in the end.
Oh, okay.
That's
sorry.
It well, might, you've got it now.
Well, it might be my Australian apologies for being Australian, but I do talk through my nose sometimes.
You're not Australian, are you?
I am.
Oh, really?
Apologies.
I couldn't have guessed.
Well, I call myself an Anzac these days because I've been on the island for 10 years.
You certainly have. So you're down in Pendragon Mall, and you've got your clinic there?
Yes, that's clinic. Right. Yes, yeah, elongate every vowel.
And so what's been happening in your clinic?
Well, it's been really good this year. We're holding a lot more workshops and courses, so educating people on how to keep healthy on a day-to-day basis, what you can do for your family that... you know, the things that are growing in your backyard, it's free medicine. It might save you a trip to the doctors. And on my walk down here to the radio station, I've collected a few things off the side of the road which have medicinal value. And I'm going to talk about some of those today. Unfortunately, I realise it's radio and you can't see what I'm talking about, but I'll do my best to give a good description.
Right. Well, you've certainly got a whole swag of things. So there's a yellow flower. What's that one?
Okay. So these are all the things that I've picked off the side of the road in walking here, so between the post office and the Waiheke radio station. This yellow flower is a dandelion flower. Most people know what a dandelion plant looks like. It's the stuff that we mow out of our lawns every weekend. But dandelion leaf and dandelion root actually has a really powerful action medicinally. So I guess I'll talk about when you're picking plants to use medicinally, it's really important to know which part of the plant has the medicinal value. Now, the flower that I've picked doesn't have any medicinal value. It looks beautiful, though. The dandelion leaves themselves are really high in vitamin A. So you can pluck the small leaves and put them into your salads. You can also make a tea out of those leaves. They're highly diuretic, so it'll leach fluids out of your body. So if you're prone to fluid retention, dandelion leaf is really good for that. If you can dig a dandelion plant out of the ground, it's really quite hard. The root likes to sit in quite a bit. The dandelion root itself is good for liver function, so you can brew up a tea out of that. So this is a weed. It's also a herbal medicine. So there's a little bit of a discrimination between what's a weed and what's a medicinal plant. They can be both. And I just went outside the radio station as you were talking earlier, and pulled out another weed that's in your lawn out the back here. It's ribwort. Most people know it by the name of plantain. It's something that I use in my clinic for allergies, so things like sinusitis, hay fever, asthma. You'll be able to tell what a plantain leaf looks like because it's got a really strongly veined leaf. There's five ribs across it, hence its name is ribwort. And a lot of people, when I show them this plant, they remember in the old days, the flower on this, you can use it for poppers. Do you know what I'm talking about? No.
No, I don't.
Okay, I'll have to go in between the break. I'll see if I can find a flower and...
What do you do with them?
With this?
No, what do you do with when you're talking about poppers?
With the flowers. You can wrap the stem around it and then as you pull it, it'll pop off.
Oh,
like
no,
a
I've
toy
never
gun.
Seen that. Oh, no, never seen that one.
Yeah.
That's something I've missed out on.
Okay. Well, let me see if I can find something in the break. And I understand it's radio too, so it's probably... not translating as well as it could be. Another weed, when we're talking about weeds, just take hold of that, David, and put that on your shirt. So press it down.
Oh, it sticks.
So it sticks to you. Okay. Oh. Do you know what that's called?
No. I don't know what it's called, but I've had it stuck to me when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Going through things. You'd go through sections and you'd come out with all these all over you.
So its old-fashioned name is Biddy Bid.
Yeah, that's right, Biddy Bid.
Okay, so most people know it as Biddy Bid. It's got a really awesome old English name, Robin Run in the Grass or Goose Grass.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so it's actually, its Latin name is Gallium Aperine. Its name is Cleavers. So it's growing all around us at the moment. It comes in at springtime, so I use it as a spring tonic. At the moment, you can see all the seed heads on it. It will have gone into flower, so it'll disappear over the next month or so. Cleavers is probably one of the only medicinal plants that likes cold water, not hot water. So when you're making a cup of tea, cleavers actually likes cold water. So what you do is you, all of the cleavers that are growing around your backyard, it really likes to run up fence posts, kikuyu grass, you'll find it growing around that. Pick it all out, pop it into a jar, fill that jar up with water, pop a lid on it, in the fridge overnight, drink it the next morning. Brilliant for the immune system, the lymphatic system. It's your spring tonic. So what we consider a weed and what we consider herbal medicine, kind of we're at that kind of the cusp of each.
Yeah. And you actually do courses on that, don't you?
Yeah. Taking people out. I do weed walks, which sounds a bit strange on Waiheke, but we're actually walking around the island, things that you don't recognise as having medicinal value, you walk past, and it's things like weeds and, you know, the native plants that grow around us as well, and I've got a few other things that I'm going to show you as well. And it's amazing, as soon as you open your eyes to what's growing in your backyard, we shouldn't be mowing our lawn. Well, I mean, everyone likes a mown lawn, but the things that you can actually get out of your garden that's growing around you is quite impressive.
All right. So what else have you got there?
Well, this one, we're talking about native plants. This is, I've just got from across the road, and underneath the old library, there are plenty of these plants. It's kawakawa.
Oh, which kawakawa, you've taught me about that.
Yep. So kawakawa is an amazing native plant. It's a cousin to kava, so it does have similar properties in a sedating way. The difference between kava and kawakawa, kawakawa you use the leaves, kava it's the root that's traditionally used. So they're both members of the black peppercorn family. And you can see it's just going up into berry at the moment. So when this little berry stalk becomes ripe, you can eat them, spit out the seeds, keep those seeds, pop them into your peppercorn grinder, and they taste exactly the same.
Oh, same as pepper.
Yeah, same as a peppercorn. The leaf itself is good for any kind of digestive trouble. So if you've got a bloating or nausea, digestive problems, choose one of the leaves, just pluck it off the plant like you would, just think of it as a tea bag, crush it in your hand, put it into a mug, pour boiling water onto it, and then drink when it's cool, obviously. Has a nice peppery taste, and it's brilliant for digestive problems. If you chew a part of the leaf too, it's very peppery. Sometimes
I've done that before.
Yeah.
It's sometimes, got me doing it once on the air before.
Yeah, I won't do it today, unless you want to.
No, I'm okay. All right, I know what it tastes like.
Very peppery, but it's got a numbing effect. It'll make your tongue go tingly. If you've got a toothache before you can get to the dentist, just chew one of these, pack it next to your tooth, and it has a numbing effect. It's free food, free medicine. You can chop these leaves up, put it into your meat casseroles. Gives a really nice taste. It grows all around the island. Once you see it, you can't miss it.
Yeah, I've got it growing on around the back of my house.
Yeah. So you notice these ones are quite pretty leaves. The leaf I would choose off a kawakawa tree or bush would be the one with the most holes in it.
Yep, you taught me that too.
Yes. Well, glad that you remember,
yep.
David. A plus for you.
Oh, thank you.
The leaves with the most holes, they're attacked by the looper caterpillar. And sometimes you can find them on the back of the leaves. They're tiny little bright green, like, you know, the little inchworm
yep.
caterpillars.
Yep.
So the jury is out still on, does the looper caterpillar target the leaves with the more active constituents, or because the caterpillar chomps the leaves, does the tree send out the active ingredients to try to heal the leaf? We're not too sure. But anyway, if you were choosing a leaf off a kawakawa bush, choose the ones with the most holes and just check that there's no caterpillars on it.
And the leaves I've got at home are a bit darker than those.
Yeah,
ones.
These
those
ones
look
are
a bit pale.
Yeah. But kawakawa really likes the canopy of other plants, and this one was growing right on the edge of Allison Park. So yeah, it's a little yellower than I'd probably see. They're very dark green usually.
Yeah, the last ones you showed me, they were very dark, and the ones I've got at home are dark.
So I'm not sure, and these have got no holes in them either. So whether it's growing in someone's planted them on the edge of Allison Park, and it's not the optimum. They really do like a good canopy over them, and they really do like the shade. So, and I also found on the edge of Allison Park too, and I did ask the lady who, as I was walking past, she was out in a garden, if I could pick one of her borage flowers. Do you know borage?
Borage. Borage grows like just amazingly on the island.
Yep, like a weed. And
precisely.
Is it a weed? Is it a herb? So, I did ask because these beautiful little flowers, they're lovely in blue. Bees are really attracted to them. If you have an orchard or a fruit yard or a lemon tree, plant some borage around it because the bees will come and they'll help pollinate all of your fruit trees and your veggies and stuff like that. Borage as well, when it goes to seed, the seeds are really high in omega 3s and 6s, so you can use those as well medicinally. But what I really like about the beautiful little tiny blue flowers is if you pluck those off and pop them into an ice cube tray and freeze them, they look really pretty in your gin and tonic.
Oh, they're very, very cute, aren't they?
Yes.
They really are. They're beautiful little flowers.
They're awesome. And comfrey as well have a similar flower. So you cannot kill comfrey. Comfrey leaves are really high in zinc. If you've got too much comfrey and you think it's running out of control in your garden, chop it out, put it into your compost. It'll accelerate your composting pile. And again, comfrey, its old school name is, was, still is, I guess, knit bone. You can use that to help heal bones. That's what they did in the old days. Yeah. So, and comfrey is a valuable plant, and bees love them.
Because you did have people who specialised in healing bones.
Yes.
And it was passed through on from family to family to family.
Yeah.
Because I remember seeing a documentary about a man who had been passed on by his grandmother to him. And he didn't need to do it, but he could. He talked about how they used to do it.
Well, back in the old day,
they were miners,
right? With comfrey, with the leaf, you're supposedly not meant to apply it externally to a break before you get to a doctor because it works so well that the bone will start to knit itself, hence knit bone, and you want that fracture to be straight before your bone starts healing. But it's a brilliant, it's an old school plant, you know, your grandmother would have had it in your garden, and we're all coming back to this, you know, looking back to what we used to do 20 years ago, it's still relevant today, even more so now with, you know, the problems we're having with bees and, you know, and just getting back to nature and relearning all of this stuff.
Yeah. And so one of the good things someone could do would be attend one of your courses. Are you running them in the new year?
Yes. I'm doing a lot of – we've just had our making your own Christmas presents. So we've learned how to do a facial serum and a lip balm and, you know, having a weed walk around Palm Beach, which is really interesting. In the new year, there's going to be, your first step is learning how to identify plants and making them into things like tinctures, herbal creams, digestive tonics, and then we're also doing some natural cosmetics courses. But I'm also doing some garden consultations. So if you've got a garden that you think might have some medicinal value, I can come and have a look in your garden, tell you what you have there, but also based on your family's medical history, what you should be growing. So if you've got high blood pressure, this is what you should be growing and taking. So again, oh look, I've got a little couple of olives on it. From Alison Park, an olive leaf. Most people know olive leaf extract for being good for the immune system. It actually lowers blood pressure.
And so what would you do with the leaf?
Make a tea, yeah. Extremely bitter, like most herbs are. But you get over that if it's good for you and if it's free. Olive leaf dramatically lowers blood pressure and cholesterol. So you've got to learn what's in your garden, if you don't already know, what you should be planting. And I come out and do an hour consultation in your garden and,
Yeah, so there are people who would love to have a medicinal kind of garden, yep. You know, as part of their... I can sort of see it, you know. I can see a patch that you'd have, and you'd grow those things there, and you'd know exactly what they were for. Oh, that's wonderful. Yeah, I saw you on your website. You would. I just can't remember where I saw it. Either on your website, I saw it somewhere where you were talking about doing it. It might even be in the Golf News.
Well, I do a monthly newsletter that I send out to all of my clients, or if anyone who wants to be part of that monthly newsletter to know what workshops and courses are coming up, just email me and you can go through the website, which is herbalhealthwaiheke.co.nz. You'll find a link to a blog that I write, so a lot of my articles are up there and they're free for you to look at. You'll also find some information about the courses, and if you want to get on our mailing list, just email me, let me know, and we can take it from there.
And I love the idea of people being able to make their own Christmas presents.
Oh,
because it can get a real... Some of those package ones can be a lot of money.
Oh, it's a lot of stress, and I think the time it's coming now. We're all looking at growing our own veggies. There's so many shows about, you know, growing your own drugs on the BBC. And we're all, you know, raising chickens, and we're realising that you can only go for so far in life without, you know, really looking at, you know, what we do on a day-to-day basis, how to stay healthy. We don't have to give ourselves away to a pharmacy or a health food store. If you know what you're doing, what part of the plant and how to use that, I just think it's really powerful.
Now, if you can find a plant that will give me my Chanel cologne, I'll be fine.
Sorry, can't do that.
That's the only thing. That's the one thing I don't give up.
No, you're tied into corporate there.
That's where I went. Smith & Co. is at Christmas. But I do value all the other things. And it is great to be able to make your own things and take the cost out of Christmas, because it's quite... And children can make... amazing things.
Kids love the workshop. So I hold, and I call it Let's Make. So Let's Make Fizzy Bath Bombs, and it's really easy.
Oh, fizzy bath bombs are fabulous.
Fizzy bath bombs. Do you know that all of the ingredients to make a fizzy bath bomb are in the supermarket aisle in the cooking section?
Really?
Honestly, it is so simple. You can get really creative with it. You can mould them into different shapes. You can add, I've picked a little rose petal out of your garden there. You can add flowers, petals. It's incredible, and kids love it. It's so simple, and it costs, you know, next to nothing to make.
It's just a wonderful idea.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Helen. We actually virtually ran out of time. The Mischief Makers, Trevor and Thomas, have arrived. They've got a book out there, and they're giggling like naughty schoolboys, so they're up to something. And there's something here. Oh, cooking for the middle classes? Oh, cooking
well,
for
actually, the title is Scouts in Bondage, which I maybe should not have said.
Oh, you shouldn't have seen that. Cooking for the middle classes. That sounds really. I didn't think you guys would rate even that high. A book of blank maps with instructions. Only Thomas would find that one.
Oh,
we won't do that one. That was a policeman, but we won't talk about that. Yeah. Well, thanks, Helen. Thanks for coming in.
My pleasure. It's, nice to see you
it's
again.
Another we've got another 2 minutes, and then we've got the terrible twosome. So we're going to have to deal with him. So
should I get a bag and clean up all these weeds?
Herbs, thank you very much.
They're herbs. And so, yeah, thanks, Helen.